Two cell phones, talking that like Jim Rohn, bringing it to you honest, that's the only way. Listening to the Three Mentality podcast, you already know. It's your man Jay, so giving y'all a little, some bars, you know, mixtape on the way. Be on the lookout, you can find everything Three Mentality at threementality.com. Homepage latest to give you the direct links to the music, podcast, and the pictures, you know. Be on the lookout for the music coming soon. Got a song coming soon with Cassidy, my favorite rapper. One of my favorite rappers. But yeah, everything is on 3mentality.com. Direct links is on the website. Check it out. Alright, start y'all off with some NBA talk. The hottest team. I'm gonna say the new era of basketball, because you know it's soft these days. So, Golden State, the hottest team to the new era, gotta say that, beat the Cavs by 34. And I'm focusing on big wins. I don't care how they beat the Kings or the team that you know is not really a championship contender. So, beat the Cavs by 34. Really dominated the whole game. Like, LeBron talking all this trash. Because LeBron, I honestly do not like him. I mean, I don't say I don't like him. I like him as a father. But his game on the court is really overrated. But he got manhandled by the Golden State, by the Golden Bait Warriors. Because they got to, y'all got to wait. Before y'all get on that bandwagon, y'all got to wait. But beat the Cavs by 34. Ugly. They had them. It was ugly the whole game. Like, nasty. Then they messed around and beat us. And you know I'm a big Bulls fan. But, you know, things didn't get out of hand until the second quarter. Unlike the Cavs, which they just got. They scored 2 points, and I think the Warriors scored like 15 or 18. It was crazy. They ain't do us like that, because we got D. Rose and Jimmy Butler. But talking about Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler, a key stat nobody even talks about. I know we still got the loss because it's a team effort. We gelling right now. We're trying to find the right starting five in the lineup. But last year, just so y'all know, Derrick Rose did hit the buzzer beater in Klay Thompson's face. So this win by 31 by the Warriors don't really count. It's all hype. That's why I call him the Golden Bait, because Derrick Rose hit that buzzer beater last year in Klay Thompson's face. And key stat, Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler outscored Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Had to get on Stephen A about that. Stop. Hyping the hype and state facts. That's one. But then they turned around and beat the Spurs by 30. No Timmy that game. So you still gotta, I don't know if that was a regular season Greg Popovich move, but yeah, they got demolished by 30. Still, but you know, Golden Bait. That's what I call them. And I'm really disappointed. I mean, I know the Pistons is really garbage right now, but for all you Detroit natives that's Golden State fans, where was y'all when Curry got drafted? Where was y'all 2 years ago? Just ask yourself that. And stop coming up with me with all this trash talk, because, you know, it'll be some bull for real. Keeping it in the Western Conference. Is it going to be big win number 4? Because, you know, Bulls and Cavs going to be the Eastern Conference Finals. And I believe the Warriors and the Thunder is going to be in the Western Conference. So, is this big win number 4? Will they beat the Thunder by 30? And the answer to those questions is no. Russell Westbrook will drop a double-double. He's going to have more rebounds than assists. I'd say he has 6 assists, 34 points, 13 rebounds. He's going to take Steph Curry out the game, force Klay Thompson on him, So, the Dom, I mean, you know he's going to show up. The problem is if KC is going to OKC, they have to depend on Kevin Durant to win this game. Will he show up? Will he be the friendly guy on the court? Which I demise. You can't be friendly on that court. You got to be a savage. Go get it. Lace up them KDs. Go get it. He's going to drop, I say, 29. 29, 8 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 block. Monster game by KD. You know, put the ball in his hands late, sell it. 113 to 101. OKC wins the game. But you know, okay, I mean, not OKC, the Warriors, you know, throwing a little distractions out because, you know, like I said, he's a friendly guy on the court. He's really in all the social media. He doesn't focus, in my opinion, and that's my opinion. But, you know, they're throwing them distractions out there to try to get him off his game. But, you know, in the interview, you say he's not taking it. He don't care because he's going to L.A. with Westbrook. Going to bring that up later. Talk about that later. But big win by OKC. It'll quiet the talks. It'll stop the madness OKC is having with the big wins. The Spurs, Cavs, Bulls. Even though the Cavs got it the worst because they're the worst team. Big old school ball is going to stop this new school ball. Russell Westbrook is going to attack the paint. Throw a couple oops. Draymond Green is going to have a terrible game. Still love him, though. Detroit native, Michigan native. He's going to have a bad game. But the key to victory, ultimately, is double team on picks. Make others make decisions such as Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala. Keep the ball out of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson's hands. I noticed they sit the fourth quarters that really throw your game off. So you just got to double team them. Make the big shoot floaters. Serge Ibaka, don't throw no hands with nobody like you try to do with the Bulls. Because, I mean, these guys are softer than the Bulls. But, you know, don't do it, man. Play fair game. Double team on them picks. Make others force decisions because they click. When Curry is clicking, as Draymond said in the interview. You know, I don't do the interviews because that exposed your game. But, you know, hopefully big win by OKC. Stop the madness. Stop the hype. Everybody get off their bandwagon. Like, really, get off their bandwagon. They got lucky last year when it really counts. You know, because when them play, it's going to be, I'm going to give you an example like this. You got people in the streets of Detroit. And they do this, do that. But when they get real and they get behind themselves for a couple of days, they get to talking. And they get shaky. That's like the NBA regular season. Oh, they ball and doing their thing. But when they get postseason, they get scared, freeze up, and start to shake. That's a real prime example. Big win by OKC. Jason knows. Jason knows. You know. So with that big win by OKC, the top teams in the West got to be Warriors, Spurs, and Thunder. And out of those three, who actually will make it to the finals? Well, Ginobili just had surgery. You know, without Timmy, they didn't step up. He's the mentor, of course. Preparing for the whole new wave. Shout out to Max being Kanye, but I'm just letting y'all know the new wave, Patty Mills, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, the 7-footer, the tall giant, he's gonna be probably the center. Timmy, I see him, Tony, and Ginobili retiring, so that's gonna leave. Well, after. Because they're just mentoring right now. So after they leave, it's going to be line up Patty Mills, Danny Green if he don't get traded. Defense is terrible. Kawhi Leonard is going to stay. LaMarcus Aldridge playing the 4 and that 7-footer playing the 5. But it's all about this year. I don't honestly don't think they're ready for the finals this year. It's not gonna be hard games, but Russell, they're gonna at least lose two to go in the state in the Western Conference Finals. But they move on. Momentum going on in the finals. Russell Westbrook gonna step up, bring out them Jordan 30s out. I'm rocking the 29s right now. Best shoes ever. I mean, not ever, but you know, best shoes for this year. But moving on from the Golden, I'm not calling them Golden State. Golden bait. They had it easy last year, but falling short to the OKC Thunder. Thunder reaching the finals, and will it be their year? I don't know. But I would love to see Russell versus Derrick Rose before they both move on to LA. Who knows? Bigger city, purple and gold. Which one gonna get the gold? I don't know. I gotta say Derrick Rose, cause they played Christmas Day, and you know we got the W. But never know in playoffs if Derrick Rose can be. If he's not gonna be injury prone, he can play back to back games in limited time. That's gonna be big. All right, back to the Eastern Conference. Cavaliers, aka LeBron's team. Haven't heard nobody say this yet, but honestly, you know, it's down to two teams, the Bulls and the Cavs. Been like that since Derrick Rose came in the league, and you know, the assassin. But them Cavaliers gonna bring you some points. LeBron is a dirty player. They honestly would have been better without LeBron, saying it here first. Coach Black came in his league to coach Kyrie Irving, Andrew Wiggins, and the two bigs. The problem I have, Andrew Wiggins is in Minnesota, and they desperately need big man down there. If he was with the Cavs, it would have been a perfect matchup. Kyrie Irving playing the one. Wiggins could either play the two or the three. You got Thompson and the other dude, the lengthy foreigner. That's all Andrew Wiggins needed, is big man. And the Cavs was a perfect matchup. But you know, LeBron gotta branch off from D-Wade. Because, you know, you better thank D-Wade for your rings. But, you know, branched off from D-Wade, trying to do his own thing. It's not going to prevail. LeBron is not a leader. He's a coach killer, saying that here first. This dude, he is too big-headed. But like I said, Andrew Wiggins would have been a better fit for the Cavs than LeBron James. His ego is taking over the team. He's causing more trouble than solving more trouble. He's adding to the problem. He's not a solution at all. And the only thing is he's trying to win one for his hometown, which is crazy, man. Like, beat it, man. The Cavs messed up when they brought him back, man. Period. You shouldn't have let go of Andrew Wiggins. He is a product of Kobe Bryant. He is a product of Michael Jordan. Like, how are you going to let go of future greatness? Big mistake. Get him some bigs down there in Minnesota. But Cavs, I see them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Had a talk with Stephen A. He going to give me a shout out on the show when they lose to them Bulls. And talking about the Bulls, you know, the team LeBron hates to play because they're a product of the 90s. Hard ball, more twos and threes getting to the bucket, no fouls. See Red Nation, Bulls Nation. We had the Cavs fans booing them when Jimmy Butler hit that two-pointer. And it's just a start. We don't even have a starting five that we can keep on the floor. We got Nico, Doug McDermott, you know, Jimmy out now. And I heard Mike Dunleavy is coming back. The only thing we need down there is a big. That's a shot blocker on the court. Don't know if we're going to trade Gasol. That's a later topic. But that's all we need. Derrick Rose still killing the game. But after the Cavs game, he did sit a couple games. That's the only flaw I have. He's not injury prone. It's just all about stamina. My thing is, can he play in the playoffs with limited time and back-to-back games? Because we're going to need him against the Cavs. Even though I think LeBron, we're getting to the finals regardless. And Stephen A better give me my shout-out on his show. But key concepts we need to defend LeBron. For one, focus. He is not a dribbler. He's not a dribbler. Make him dribble and put the ball on the floor. Don't play 5 feet off of him like you do Rondo. Make him dribble. And Paul Gasol, you got to defend better on them picks. That's the key. Them the keys we have. We gotta maintain to get to the finals, because we're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, hands down. You know, Derrick Rose putting in work. Shutting down Kyrie Irving. Every time he plays against Derrick Rose, he disappears. You know, big blocks by Derrick in that game. Sped by LeBron. Even though, that's my whole thing. LeBron, I'm going to bring it to y'all because I'm not talking about this no more. I'm a LeBron exposer, and people hate that. They think, for one, you don't ever see LeBron getting a one-on-one block against nobody. Not even Derrick Rose. We played him in the finals, and we lost, we had to hit the three-pointer. And I'm talking about Miami. It was Wade, Bosh, and LeBron on him. Like, stop pumping up LeBron, and stop comparing him to Kobe and Jordan. It's not the same. He don't even have the same defense. Like, you can't name somebody he make disappear on the court. He might score on KD, but KD scores right back on him, period. You can't go look at the highlights. Derrick Rose made Kyrie disappear. Hell, Westbrook can check. And then he just cross over CP3. Like, come on, man, stop it. Derrick Rose puts in more work than LeBron. He's a better overall player than LeBron James, hands down. LeBron James is just bigger and plays more positions. That don't mean you're a better defender. That just means you can play a position more than the player. Come on, man, stop it, man. All you LeBron lovers, I'm here to break your heart. He got y'all twisted up in the days. He's not winning one for his hometown. Well, he's not going to win one while Derrick Rose is playing, of course. But, you know, if Derrick Rose sit out, they're going to say, oh, he's better, he's the king. Stop it. You can't compare him to none of the older players, because he's a slime, man. He's a goofball, man. But I got the Bulls beating the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. I get the Cavs 2 games. A lot of frustration. LeBron James trying to take over the game. That's not how you do it. It's not a selfish sport, man. You got a team for a reason. But see, I see us finally overcoming the Cavaliers and beating them. And you know we're going to get a lot of hate. Oh, LeBron's old, this, that. If you look at all the highlights, Jimmy Butler shuts down LeBron, hands down. And Derrick Rose, you don't even hear Kyrie Irving name. You didn't hear Chris Paul name. Come on, man, he's going to step up. You know, we're going to take it in 4. I mean, in 6. Cavs, I give y'all 2 wins. Let's get it. Moving on to them finals. And with that being said, key matchups. This is the finals everybody want to see. Derrick Rose versus Russell Westbrook. Adidas versus Jordan. KD versus Jimmy Butler. And Paul Gasol versus Serge Ibaka. Serge tried to throw them hands with us earlier in the season around Christmas Day. Biggest finals. Honestly, Derrick Rose, my favorite player. Russell, my second favorite. And Andrew Wiggins, my third. But so, I hope Derrick Rose gets his ring finally. Because, you know, Russell still has. When they move to LA, they're going to win plenty more. But It's the season of the Red Nation, man. See red all day, Bulls Nation. You know we're gonna pull it out in 7. Believe me, I'm gonna have my tickets. Y'all gonna see me ready. Derrick Rose probably gonna sit out 2 games, come back in the last 2, lace up them shoes and get the job done. That's why I see OKC really sticking in, because Derrick Rose is gonna be worn out. He's gonna play 30 plus minutes in every game. So, you know, I see him getting worn out, sitting out at least 2 games, causing frustration with the Bulls. And, you know, they're going to end up shipping him out with one ring. But, you know, he's still young, still going to get it in. So, I see the Bulls, it's going to be a 7-game series because Durant is going to step up and force a game 7. So, Bulls is 7. Score 93-84, Bulls take it, you know. That it's more of a two point ball game. They're not Golden State shooting up 40 points in the first quarter. They play hard ball, get to the rim, defend, contact. You know, that's what I see. Bulls winning in the 7. First ring for them Bulls, Joakim Noah, first ring. And they deserve it, man. They playing hard ball. 90s style basketball, and this is what I like. And potential moves, the trade rumors off season. Like I said, Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook both practice together, as you see, because they all hit bank shots off the glass. So, honestly, I see Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook moving to the purple and gold. Derrick Rose wins one for his hometown. Now it's time for Russell, just like he did in UCLA, to win one for a city. He donated $1 million to UCLA. So, obviously, he's moving to LA. That's his home. Derrick Rose moving away from his home because, you know, he already won one for a city, man. So, we're going to team up with Westbrook in LA. Get one for Westbrook, and I see Derrick Rose getting 4 rings. He's going to get 4. 4 rings, you know, he's 7-4. You've seen him throwing up them signs, but that's one move, Derrick Rose and Westbrook moving to L.A. And I really hope Joakim Noah can move with him, because that's like Derrick Rose's brother. I think Blake Griffin is going to be in the shot. Somebody's moving to the shot. Blake Griffin, Boogie, Joe Johnson. And, too, I would like to see Joe Johnson move to the shot before the season is over, because he can potentially defend Kevin Love, LeBron James, and that can leave Paul Gasol on Thompson. So that'd be easier for us if Joe Johnson won a ring. Blake Griffin getting in his feelings, getting drunk. Come on, man. He's supposed to be bigger than that. It's people out here that don't even make $100,000, that won't make $100,000 in their lifetime. And you make $1 million in a year. Come on, man. You gotta be an idol. You gotta be bigger than that. But, you know, people don't grow up in the same environment. So, him putting his hands on them and how the Clippers did us. That's a potential move. He doesn't clear up space for CP3 to operate. Clogs up the lane for DeAndre. DeAndre Jordan. So, I see him possibly coming to the shot. Somebody's going to be in the shot, like I said. Boogie Cousins, too dominant of a player to be with that organization, the Kings. Sorry, like I told him. Somebody is moving to the shot, so come win a ring, cause it's our year. You're gonna be like Charles Barkley. You're not gonna win a ring if you stay in Sacramento. So if you really want to win, you gotta move out that state, man. I mean, off that organization. I know Rondo doing it big, but y'all just got beat by us, and Derrick Rose was cruising, running the floor. Like, he is the general of the flow, but you got to make it harder on him. But, you know, like I said, Boogie tried to throw them hands, too. But somebody's going to move to the shot. Ram. on the floor twice. He's there to call and I ain't calling mine. First, it was the great number 20, Barry Sanders. Then experienced that I was still a little baby, but I was born a Lions fan, and I witnessed it. Witnessing it again. Somebody else running off on the plug. They ain't calling back. Number 81, big play CJ. Man, went through the 0-16 season with Furry, Autumn, McDonald, number 84. 87, Furry, but you know, not a big thing. Roy Williams, Calvin, but not Calvin, is retiring at 30 years old. Last year, he didn't have a big season. I mean, this year, he didn't have a big season. Our year is over. I gotta say, last year, ain't make the playoffs. Disappointing year. Started off with 7 losses, then we got it together, you know. Ended the season strong, but guess Calvin really doesn't see promising coming back, doesn't see a ring, doesn't see it happening, and I don't blame him. Well, it all depends on how the draft goes, because you never know. He's going to have to pay money back. He's going to pay the plug back. But you never know how the draft goes. If we get some real defensive players on the defense, cornerbacks and linebackers, but you know, keynote, Richard Sherman wasn't a good draft pick. None of the ones, you know what made them? The defensive line made everything else on that defense. And that's something you need to point out as we draft, as the Detroit Lions draft in this draft coming up. Supposed to begin the Alabama linebacker. Once again, it starts with the D-line. That's what makes the defense, just like the O-line makes the offense. Offensively, we're straight. Golden Tate says if Calvin retires, he'll step up, be the number one receiver. Eric Ebron need to step up, run a game. Needs to be consistent. Stafford, take your time throwing that ball. But yeah, main focus is we got to get Calvin back, showing defense. Pick up some defensive players, draft some O-line, but I'm not worried about it. We got a whole bunch of the Patriots, the old Patriots staff on our new staff. We're firing everybody. I guess the whole organization was lazy, didn't put in no work because they didn't see the potential. But with some of the Patriots staff coming in here and taking these jobs, honestly, I think they'd do a good job. Had the Patriots write the greatest system, not the greatest players, but the greatest system together. So, I believe in the Patriots, and I hope Calvin could come back for at least 2 more years till his contract is over. He'll probably be in New England with Tom Brady. So, you know, I believe in the Patriots, and I'm saving up my bread right now for them playoff tickets, man. You know, we got to get there. We got to get to this bowl. Draft some defensive backs, corners, DNs, and main focus is O-line for the Lions on the offensive end. Don't need receivers. Don't need running backs, O-line, or the defense. Choose. And guess what? I'm only here so I won't get fined. Beast mode. Marshawn Lynch caught on TMZ, asked if he's going to come back or not. Big choice. I love to see him. You know, I said Detroit needs cornerbacks, defensive end. They need people on their defense, but I will give up Joyke Bell, for Marshawn Lynch, because you can't give up Javon Best. People don't know we was undefeated with Javon Best and a good defensive line. Just throwing that out there. But Marshawn, I don't know where he's going to go. He definitely don't want to be in Seattle. Definitely don't want to be in Seattle. He played He got easy money all year, came back, was cracking helmets, of course, just showing his potential when it matters most. So, you know, that got recognized. So, gonna have to give a big money for him, or give people big money for him. Calvin, for Marshawn, don't know, but it has some potential right there. Real good potential. Because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, who he has on the receiving end, no one. Tom Brady, no one. Come on, man. He makes people. Stafford can make people. But don't know where he's going. Definitely know he doesn't want to be in Seattle. So don't plan to see him. Purple Rain is in Seattle permanently. Let me stop playing. But the team that took the Seahawks out, put up 31 on them, and Cruz laid back and almost got caught sleeping. The Carolina Panthers. Big game coming up against the Broncos. People telling me, like, it's Peyton's final year. He's going to go out with the W like Jerome Bettis. That's how the NFL goes. I just hope that's not it. I hope that's not it. I got my Monopoly money on the Panthers. Panthers defense versus the Broncos defense. Only if, because if you make Cam Newton stand in that pocket, I think it's going to be ugly for him. But if these design runs could get him 8 yards, 10 yards, at least 20 yards. I mean, not at least. If they get him 20 yards, that's momentum. And you know, TJ Ward, injury prone. But they can tackle, and they can tackle low. They took Gronk out. So my edge is really with the Broncos defense over the Panthers defense, because Peyton Manning, his mind is on a whole nother level. He has the three mentality mindset. So, he's going to make you jump, of course. Balance out the D-line. He's still going to get touched, but the Panthers defense versus the Broncos defense, got to get the edge to the Broncos. I just hope the Panthers, I'm going to give y'all this. The Panthers offense versus the Broncos offense. It all depends on the Panthers linebackers versus Peyton Manning. The front versus Peyton Manning. That's all. Will they be able to blitz, stop the run? That's what's going on in my head. Will Peyton Manning outsmart Luke Kuechly and Davis? Will he get it done? Because the cornerbacks is made by the front. So that's my big. And will he be as sharp? Because, you know, he had the foot injury. So will he be able to throw the ball like he does regularly? I just hope it's all a no. I mean, I love Peyton Manning, but I got all my marbles on the Panthers, man. And I hate to see Peyton Manning last game go out, get carried out on people's shoulders. Like, I just hope the NFL, because if that really happens, I have to believe the NFL is fixed. So, going with the Panthers. Panthers offense versus the Broncos offense. Got to get an edge to the Panthers. Too many run plays. Too many. Cam can do too much. He can do way more than Peyton. The offense, more plays than the Broncos. The only chance the Broncos have is, will Peyton Manning be able to mentally offset the Panthers? That's the only promise they have to win this game. Peyton versus Cam. Cam has to be ready for this game. He's letting all the distractions get to him, but you know the HGH with Manning, you never know how that go. Cam be like Ray Lewis, leaves out with his ring. I just hope that's not it, cause I seen that Bettis, Ray. And I hope it's not the case for Peyton Manning. But Cam will put up, I say he put up 212 yards. And I say 95 rushing. So big game by Cam. I just hope that he can really sit in that pocket and deliver. And late and just wear the defense out. He's going to wear the defense out, hopefully. And Greg Olsen, he's not Rob Gronkowski, but he has to step up. Receivers has to step up. And this game is the Panthers offense versus the Broncos defense. And Peyton Manning versus the Panthers front seven. That's all it comes down. That's going to be the key matchups. Will Peyton get the job done at his end? And will the Panthers hold up? It's not about Cam Newton. He depends on this defense solely. Now, closing out on the podcast on some gossip. Big news. Don't know if dude trying to sell whatever or he's trying to frame Diddy, but P. Diddy killing Tupac. Pay $1 million for the hit. You know Diddy passed. Got on the stand. Snitched on this man Sean Poe, which is an idol to me. I listen to Sean Poe daily, but you know, snitched on this man Sean Poe. Can't even come back to the U.S. Then retaliation. Suge Knight put 13,000 to kill Biggie. Do you think I gotta watch this Netflix documentary, cause that's, I honestly don't think he did it. I think the CIA or somebody done did it. Cause if you listen to people, I'm gonna tell you that's what I think. Cause the CIA, they do stuff like that. The scene is super clean. Pop, at the end of the day, flicked off the said put up the middle finger to the cop. That's strong, because if you down on your last breaths, I mean, I wouldn't, but certain individuals really be looking for help. He really was a stand-up guy, listening to Tupac to this day. Don't know if the West Coast really listened to him. Suge killing Biggie, I don't know. But you know what, I want to ask, before them rappers even came out, it was Eric Eazy-E, right? Who killed him? Will somebody put out a documentary or something about how he suddenly died of AIDS? Did he die of AIDS? Because according to Bone Thugs, he still was healthy, cocky, stocky, the same person he was. Ripped to the legend. My favorite rapper of all times, idol, Eazy-E. But listening to Tupac, change. These broken wings. That's my favorite song by Pac, hands down. Don't think Diddy killed him, cause a gangster is not gonna have the scene. It's not gonna leave the scene like that. Period. They're gonna miss, slip up somehow, you know. Cause at the end of the day, they do it off the rush, and when you wake up sober off the rush, you end up. It's flaws in a couple of y'all game. You feel me? Suge killed Biggie. Terrible, man. These people heads, they be gassed up, man. But you can't believe that. My main focus is who killed Easy. Because that's my favorite rapper of all time. My idol. They need to find out that you got cameras in the hospital. It probably was an inside job. The Hispanic dude said they stuck needles in him when he was in the hospital. You never know. He was in good shape when he passed. Still looking like Easy. None of his baby mamas or none of his kids got it. So, you know, the idols in our game all got took out with perfection. Man, y'all need to wake up and realize and start paying more attention to how some of these dudes get took out, because they were just like us. On the same money hunt as us. So you really got to pay attention and get all your details and ask questions and, you know, stick together, because it's a crazy world out here. The news, Mr. Hit It First, Ray J, he came out publicly and said the interview was old, but that still don't mean a thing. said Kim, she a little stinky, so you might not want to put it on your face. That's not going too into detail. But at the end of the day, Kardashians, they love money, fame. As you can see, Kylie Jenner goes from this low, from this some. I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta be happy, because when you have kids, your kids gonna look just like you. They're not gonna come out with them fake lips, with the fake body y'all buy. Khloe, she look nasty while her bought her booty. Kylie brought her lips, shots, like all that. All this for fame. At the end of the day, you're going to have kids, and your kids going to look just like you. So why do you keep on spending money on stupid stuff? Like, y'all, ain't nothing good going to come to that, period. But Ray J said he probably must try to put it on his face and was like, ooh, stinky. Say no, I ain't going to go there. But at the end of the day, I honestly, the only Kardashian I'll probably mess with is Kendall, because she is killing right now. She all natural too, no fakeness. I mean, I don't know about Botox, none of that, because you know I don't need that right now, because we all gonna get old anyway. You feel me? So you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. But city of Los Angeles is a crazy city. Stay away from the Kardashians. Kanye got a record on his album coming up called Swish, called FML, which stands for Fuck My Life. I would love to hear that. And will he throw subliminals at the Kardashians and a possibility of a divorce in the future? You never know. But will he fight Reggie over this interview he did a couple years ago? I don't know. But I want to hear FML to see if he's going to send some subliminals at Kim about all this. You know, back when I was a little G, you know, I've been throwing them hands, you know, couple fights on glass, you know, throwing them hands like usual. I'm like 5-0. I'm 5-0 back in my little hood. But speaking about boxing, Floyd Mayweather versus Ali, who is the best ever? And I give an example that's like, that can be a reference to Tupac and Eazy-E, but my take on it is, if you want to be the best, you got to have a complete game, offense, defense, and the mindset. A better defense is a better offense. You got to have both. I say Mayweather is a defensive god. And with that, you don't, it's all about mindset. So I honestly have to say Floyd Mayweather, in my eyes, is the best ever, undefeated. But with Muhammad Ali, he's the greatest idol of all time. What he had to overcome during fights is great, hands down. I say Floyd is the better fighter, the better show, but Muhammad Ali is the mindset, the idol. Period, hands down, you gotta give him that. He's the idol, and Floyd is the fighter. So if you mix both of them combined, it'll be deadly, because Floyd, the only flaw with Floyd is his character, probably. But in the ring, there's no questions, he will demolish you. He can either knock you out or play with you and beat you really bad if he has to. But if you had to combine them, Muhammad Ali fused with Floyd, it'll just probably change Floyd's character and demeanor outside of the ring. You don't have to be Money May. You can just be Mayweather, hands down. But the best ever has to go to Floyd. The best fighter in the ring, Floyd, but the greatest idol of all time in boxing is Muhammad Ali, because his character, he's just an idol, that's it. Even though he knocked down, he has some losses, that's fatigue, you know, he wasn't ready, hands down. You just gotta throw that out there. But outside of boxing, he's the perfect character. His mindset is A1. And that's all I can say. Floyd, the greatest inside the ring. Muhammad Ali is the greatest outside of the ring. And that sums up episode number 3. Thank you for listening to the 3 Mentality Podcast. Want to see some guests in the future. Freeway, Rick Ross is not a rapper. Want to see him on the show. Sean Paul, my cousin, Ant. You know, gotta get this thing going. But you can always check it out on 3mentality.com. YouTube, 3 Mentality. Be on the lookout for more music. Music is coming soon. Producing my beats right now. Mixtape / album is coming soon. We working. So stay focused on 3mentality.com. Be on the lookout. It's a movement. Hashtag 3mentality. Let's get it.